Hello, friends, Patreon team members. It's so good to see you. Thanks for watching. We wanted to just share with you our life and just to give an update on what's happening in our ministry and our family, because you are a big part of our life.
Right. Yeah. We are approaching 1 year of Ken's last speaking engagement. You know, the last time he flew out of country to speak and came home, not realizing that that was going to be the last one. I can't believe it.
That's a major change for me, because I have basically traveled up to that point for 20 years.
Yeah, I've never known him to be home consistently.
Yeah.
So this has been like super different, but at the same time, such a welcomed blessing in many ways. As we had welcomed our sixth baby back in June. She's now 7 months old. I can't believe it. But I'd have to say it's been so, so wonderful having Ken home.
But you have made that possible.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know what we would do without you.
I don't know either.
You pay your bills.
And
you allow us to do videos. You allow me to spend time in the basement crafting messages, creating content, edit it. Research, put it together, search engine optimize it, and get it out to the people.
Yeah, that's right. And all of this is stuff that Ken really loves and enjoys and is very passionate about. So I feel doubly blessed because I have a very happy husband who's enjoying the work that he has. And it's blessing people. So thank you.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. But it also, we feel it's making an impact in people's lives. I like the creative part, but the more our videos are going out, the more feedback we're getting. Especially recently, I had two videos that generated over 1,000 comments, texts, emails, Facebook messages. It's a lot to go through. But it was hearing people's pain is what really stood out to me through those two messages. One was called The Plan of Destruction, and the other video, we can't live without Sunday. Those two messages just generated so much feedback from people, which is really great, because then we can serve. We can see where does it hurt, and then we continue to serve in that area. But anyways, you make this possible.
Right. So we actually have a few little exciting things that we're going to be doing here in the near future. Right around the corner, we're going to be entering into Lent.
Oh, yes.
And so Ken and I are doing something for the very first time. We did this for Advent, just us personally, where we did a fast. We did 21 days of fasting for various intentions. And so we feel like we should do this again for Lent. And we're going to invite people to join us. We're going to do a little bit more research as to what exactly does the church, has the church done in the past in terms of fasting during Lent, and just provide different options for people. But I just feel like it's time. Like, holiness is now. It's for all. But it's time for us to really buckle down in terms of, like, really doing acts of penance and reparation for sin, because that's what Our Lady has asked us to do. And so we can't just fool around with the time that we have.
So we are going to invite you, but also everyone, to join us in that fast. We haven't really made this public, but maybe it will be sort of public after we release this video. But we will likely be going live every day throughout Lent, reflecting upon something. Haven't determined what, but it's going to be a huge, you're going to journey with us, and we're going to welcome people to journey with us to seek God for forgiveness of sin, reparation, and that's what we need. And this is what Our Lady has been asking us to do for a long time. Turn away from sin, pray, acts of penance, sacrifice.
And she says it at every, like, apparition site, like any of the big apparitions that she's ever, you know, that we know of, that's been approved by the church, it's the same, pretty much the same message. So, yeah, so we're going to do that.
And we're going to invite everyone to respond and join us.
And it's not going to be like a huge undertaking. I don't want anyone to feel like, oh my goodness, I don't have time to do this. We don't want anyone to feel burdened. Like, it's not going to be take up a whole ton of time. But yeah, we'll just have a short little video every single day. Okay, and then the other thing is our annual Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Oh yeah, that'll be coming up.
Do you want me to keep going?
No, we'll do another video.
Okay, so yeah.
Before then.
We'll tell you more about, well, it's not that far away, honey.
Okay.
So yeah, so anyhow, that's going to be starting on Good Friday.
Oh yeah, so it is coming up.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, we have a number of things. And then on to the side that we haven't really talked about much is we're doing a 34 video series on a Marian consecration. More details coming, but that's taking up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also doing that on the side. So this stuff that you see, it's full time.
Yeah.
Thank you, because you made it possible.
I feel like, I've gotten very busy since Ken's gotten home. But it's been all beautiful and good, and our family has really been adjusting super well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I think,
great.
Yeah.
You get to build the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No? I don't think so. And we pray for you.
Yes, every day. During our family rosary, Ken always prays for our Patreon supporters. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to you again. God bless you guys.